I wonder if you've ever seen that classic Christmas film starring James Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life. The American Film Institute ranked it the most inspirational film of all time. If you haven't seen it, it's on Sky Movies Classics a mere 7 times this Christmas holiday, so there might be an opportunity to catch it yet. It tells the story of George Bailey, who thinks that his life hasn't amounted to much. And one snowy Christmas Eve, he's considering ending it all by jumping from a bridge into the icy waters below. But God sends him an angel named Clarence, dressed as a man, to rescue him. Clarence's job is to change George's mind, and to do that he shows George how different life would have been in a world in which George Bailey had never been born. And it turns out that a world without George Bailey would have taken many turns for the worse. After he's shown George what that world would have been like, Clarence the angel concludes, "Strange, isn't it? Each man's life touches so many others. When he isn't around, he leaves an awful hole, doesn't he?" Well, George is transformed by looking at his life in a new perspective, and the film ends happily. A life that brings so much blessing to others is indeed a wonderful life. No doubt there are many people who've played a part in your life, big or small, for whom you're thankful this Christmas time. But of course in this carol service, we're thinking of one particular life, the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. His wonderful life changes everything. What if Jesus had never been born? What would that world be like? Would it really make much of a difference to you and your Christmas? Well, that wouldn't be Christmas, but you know what I mean. The life of Jesus might only have been a footnote in history. He was born in an obscure village, the child of an unknown peasant woman. He grew up in another village, where he worked as some kind of carpenter or something like that, until he was 30. Then for 3 years he became an itinerant preacher. He never went to college or university. He never wrote a book. He never held public office. He never even had a family or owned a home. He never set foot in a big city or travelled even 200 miles from his birthplace. He never did any of the things that we usually associate with greatness. And yet this one man's life has furnished the scene for more songs, books, poems and paintings than any other person or event in all history. Thousands of colleges, hospitals, orphanages and other institutions have been founded in honour of this one who gave his life for us. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings who ever reigned, have not changed the course of history as much as this one solitary life. H.G. Wells, the author of The War of the Worlds, famously said, "I'm a historian, I'm not a believer, but I must confess as a historian that this penniless preacher from Nazareth is irrevocably the very centre of history. Jesus Christ is easily the most dominant figure in all of history. Christ is the most unique person of history. No man could write a history of the human race without giving first and foremost place to the penniless teacher of Nazareth." And so we celebrate at Christmas this wonderful life like no other, a life that changes everything. I wonder, have you ever seriously thought about the life of Jesus and the difference it makes? Perhaps our Simply Christianity course might be right for you. I want to remind you very briefly of the words of the angel to Joseph from our reading from Matthew's Gospel, which tells us why Jesus' wonderful life makes all the difference. First, the angel says, Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Many people aren't really sure whether God exists or not, or if perhaps he does exist, who knows what he's like. Well, the baby in Bethlehem ends all speculation. Here at last, uniquely, is God with us. What an astonishing thought that is, that God himself, the creator of the whole universe, should become a helpless baby for you and me. Here is our maker in a manger. As the carol says, lo, within a manger lies he who built the starry skies. Sacred infant, all divine, what a tender love was thine, thus to come from highest bliss down to such a world as this. In his wonderful life, Jesus always spoke and acted like God himself. He walks around this world as if he owns the place. If we want to know God, we need only to look at Jesus. We matter enough to God that he should leave all the glory of heaven and come to earth as a man so that we might know him. Jesus is God with us. That's wonderful. That's life-changing. But secondly and finally, the angel says the baby is to be called Jesus, which means the Lord saves, because he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, the Saviour. If we're honest, we know that our world is a mess. We know that our lives aren't always all they should be. Sometimes we don't even live up to our own standards, let alone God's. Well, in coming into our world, Jesus shows us the lengths that God is willing to put things right. Jesus is not only God with us, but God for us. God on our side. God coming into our broken world to fix it. Jesus is God to the rescue. Jesus gave his life for us. He took the penalty for our sin so that we might be forgiven. The wonderful life that Jesus lived for you and gave up for you on the cross is a life that he now offers you. He offers you eternal life, a life that knows no end. Not a life immune from suffering, but nevertheless a life of real joy and peace. A life of knowing God himself and the forgiveness of sins. Will you accept this best Christmas present of all, the wonderful life of Jesus given for you? We could make the words of that carol our prayer this Christmas. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Jesus, a wonderful life that changes everything. God with us. Jesus, who saves us from our sins. May God bless you and give you a very Merry Christmas. Amen.